Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host, and this is the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, life can just be crude. We've got a fantastic podcast for you today, and we've got a fantastic interview for you today. Native American David Williams, CEO of the Missouri River Resources, MHA Nation, talks about how the Missouri River Resources are on a quest to empower generations of Native Americans through their energy company, through their oil company. They own about 20% of the Bakken, North Dakota's oil reserves. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get every secretary, every geologist, every petroleum chemist, every administrative worker, every driver, every roughneck, every single person that's going to work for Missouri River Resources is going to be Native American. They want an entirely Native American-run energy company, oil company. What a way to empower future generations. That's David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on here and keep programs like this free on the Crude Life Media Network. This is the Crude Life Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Spies, and I want to mention Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Check out his website at coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. For more information, you're going to want to check out his sales strategies, his ways of training. He will increase your sales. That's Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. You're going to want to check him out to increase your sales and invest in your workplace culture with Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit their website, MBIEnergyServices.com. They got competitive pay, excellent benefits, plus a variety of job openings. Check out their website, MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Sharing our pages, David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, also a part of the MHA Nation, the three affiliated tribes. And interesting fact about that, was it 25% of the Bakken oils under your guys' land?
About 20%.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Weather's nice. Summertime's always great in North Dakota.
So for people out there who might not know maybe the difference between a Native American oil versus American oil, what's the difference?
Well, right off the top of the head, the greatest thing is tax exemptness.
Sovereign nation.
It's not intended to rub that in. It just, you know, that's a huge factor when we talk to investors and stuff, because we do try to help our tribe out and our people, and using that advantage, you know, and to create higher royalties and you know, bigger bonuses for the allottees, you know, that's where we can use that leverage as we move towards the future production.
David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, longtime friend of the program. He's doing something very interesting out in the Bakken. They are a Native American-owned company, and they're trying to become a Native American employee company, from the cafeteria worker to the engineer to the CEO. Is that still the plan? Is that still how's it going? Update us.
It's doing great. We've got a workforce development initiative that we've been working on for the last 3 years. With the help of a woman named Rosalind St. Clair, Rosalind Baker. She's from the reservation. She no longer works for us, but she started it for us. And we have a great relationship with San Juan School of Energy. And we've sent kids down there. We currently had our first annual, which is our fourth annual golf tournament, where we now are fundraising for scholarships.
Okay.
So we raised this last golf tournament. It's the last weekend in June. We raised over almost $4,000 for scholarships for our students.
In San Juan, is that New Mexico?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so sent them down to New Mexico as a partnership for education and training and that sort of thing?
Well, it's the finishing touch.
Okay.
We've created a relationship with our local community college, mm-hmm. The Nuita Sanish College, Hidatsa, and we kind of get them to get their generals in. We have an online class that we work with San Juan in, and then when they're finally ready to take that, you know, go down and do the hands-on, work around the pumping units and all the valves and everything, then San Juan takes them for that last year and gets them that two-year degree.
Okay.
And then they can become an operator anywhere in the United States. Hopefully where we're at. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're not concerned about where they want to go. I think it's just a value that they have that degree. And, you know, I mean, come 40 below, some guys don't want to stay around here, and I understand that. But, you know, I tell you what, we've got guys out there that are working in 40 below, and we respect those guys too. So I'm glad to have them on board. And, you know, doing a lot of research in the last 8 years because of the Bakken, and because I used to work, you know, in the 80s during the second boom, I guess you want to call it. There's a crew change here that we need to understand that has to, that's going to happen. All of us guys that I like, I'm almost 60 years old, and you know, my guys, we've been in the business for 20. We got guys 40 years plus. That there's an exit strategy here, but who's going to pick that up?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's most important. You just can't hand off a company, or just can't hand off production to people that maybe are inexperienced or just on the rookie side. So we want to make sure that our guys are trained, and we've been training probably for the last 3 years.
We're talking about that on this program quite a bit. In fact, one of the reasons why we're on Facebook Live is specifically for that reason, is to reach a younger audience, because, you know, we're on radio, we're on print, we're on these things, and I call that the over the 45 generation, and then Facebook is like under 45 generation. So we're trying to take the top level information down to the bottom level and everything in between and mix it together, so we can get the guys from the rigs matched up with the CEOs, but also the guys that are going to be retiring with the guys that are entering into the workforce. That's the important part, because something like 40 to 60% of your industry is going to retire in the next 10 years.
Amen.
And so who's going to pick up that?
And that's
who's going to pick it up?
Yeah. and that's what we need. We need the younger generation to understand that obviously what happened in the last couple of years with the downturn and the price of oil, you know, we're sometimes things are beyond our control. But I think if we, you know, create optimism, create a development of a workforce that understands those types of ups and downs, and then that our industry, the petroleum industry, can actually pay better. I think that's the maybe the lure, and I don't want to mean it as a, you know, come here and, you know, we'll do this. It's just that if you're 22, 23 years old, you know, between that and 29, and you want to make $100,000 a year, this is the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put pressure on other CEOs, but I think that's what we need to do. We need to show these young people that if you want a great job to make a great living, get a good retirement, this is the work. It's hard, but
housing costs have gone up.
Oh,
the price of a Snickers has gone up. I mean, you want to go buy a car? That's $70,000.
Oh yeah.
So what you're talking about is just start paying what the marketplace is demanding now, because inflation happened fast. Oh, I mean, this is a 10-year hike here. Oh,
and I think, you know, I've been married for almost 20 years, and you know, the husband and the wife, we've got the wife working, we got the husband working, daycare. You know, I was just visiting with a lady this morning from the Bakken Oil Business Journal, where, like, example, Kathy Nesset has a daycare up in Tioga right by her office. So we want to accommodate, you know, the people that are out there working hard, and so that, you know, they have enough money to, you know, put away for college, enough money away to handle daycare and their bills. And the oil field is, to me, is the perfect place.
Could you imagine the shift in the workplace culture if instead of, say, a car allowance or some of these things, they said, you know what, we're going to have an inner daycare in our office, like Kathy Nesset.
Yeah.
Okay, where employees would want to go there, and then think of the sense of loyalty they would feel to that organization.
Oh.
Like, that organization actually helped raise my child instead of having to go drop it off down at, you know, Nana's down the street who's got 18 kids and she's trying to juggle all that. You know what I'm talking about, because that's the daycare. But what we're seeing in some of these places out in the Bakken, for example, is the daycare is right in the work. So then when the people take a break from their work, they can go spend 15 minutes and play with their kids. I mean, imagine that, you know. I mean, and Google does that, right. And, you know, some. But it's kind of neat when you're starting to see oil and gas do that. And that's what you're calling for, is more of that.
Yes, because I think it's, you know, as I visit people here, you know, and over the last 9-10 years that I've been involved here in the business, you know, North Dakota's always been this close-knit family in oil. You know, when I worked here in the 79 through 85, then I moved to the Permian Basin in West Texas. But knowing all the people that worked in the past, and now that I see them now, you know, that, you know, whether, you know, they're CEOs or they're, you know, higher up in the ladder, but with the 40 years experience, you know, it's still kind of a family in North Dakota. We kind of stick together. You know, the Bakken has created that, you know, you got the Eagle Ford, you got the Permian, you know, you got Delaware. So everybody in San Juan, you got everybody in those areas. But when you say the Bakken, we know the Bakken, you know.
Well, I was looking at it like all those other plays are cousins. You know, they're cousins. Because you got something in common with them.
Right.
And you got a relation to them. But they're just not at your dinner table every night.
Nope.
You only come to the conferences to break bread with them. And you know what I mean? And so they're like cousins. And so I understand what you mean.
Yep.
Okay, David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, also MHA Nation. Just kind of wrapping up the interview here at the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo happening in Bismarck. You guys sponsored the breakfast this morning. Are you drilling? How's your outlook?
Well,
let's get an update from the field.
Well, the outlook obviously is optimistic. You know, I think the current administration, you know, is really helping industry, you know, become, I guess the word is dominant. You know, I don't know if we're there yet, but I think the fact that you see what the Permian Basin is doing is just the tip of the iceberg of where we want to be as far as, you know, production in the world. Because I think we have a natural gas, a Marcellus, you know, I mean, that's ready to explode. So I think as a person growing up, that grew up in North Dakota, seeing the boom in the 70s and 80s, you know, that energy independence to me has really, it's such a great vision, because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we do know that this oil and gas, you know, and of course, you know, it comes with controversy, but I mean, it's part of our life. It's part of, you know, whether you drive a truck or a car or riding a plane, you know. But the key thing I wanted to mention, of course, is that, you know, I got to quote my chairman on this, is responsible development. Okay, because I mean, we're a company that's up for award, you know, in Denver at the Rocky Mountain Awards for corporate social responsibility. Okay, it's real easy to be on my own reservation and take care and take care of the people, making sure things aren't, you know, going haywire. But we want other companies to come in there and respect that part. And that could be if you're in West Texas or Alaska or whatever. You know, there's things there that probably shouldn't be messed with as far as environmental stuff. And that's what we do. We want to make sure that our water's taken care of, that our air is taken care of, and that the people's livelihood, that they feel safe. And that's most important to me.
Final thoughts, anything else?
You asked me about drilling. We have a 23 well project on the Little Missouri.
Yep.
And so we're very excited about that. We've been working on this for the past year.
These are these big stand-up rigs, right? These are really technical.
Oh, this is
innovative.
Oh, well, you know, we're drilling 2-mile laterals. So these, you know, we're drilling 23 2-mile laterals.
These have been featured in publications, right? These rigs.
I don't know what rig we're going to use yet.
Okay, because I've seen photos of them, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, we're trying to get a rig.
I got some behind the scenes information.
That's okay.
Crossed up there a little bit because I did. It was you and chairman standing next to him, I believe, in the photos. Anyways, sorry.
Oh no, that's okay.
Anyway, so go on. Your 23 rigs are coming along.
23 wells.
23 wells. Are coming along.
We'll be drilled by one or two rigs.
Yep.
Okay, and so that would increase our, you know, daily production to probably, in the after it's all said and done, hopefully, to 8,000 barrels a day. And that's for us. That's huge. You know, I mean, we've never done that before. As a tribe, so we're excited about that, and there's a lot of opportunity coming up. I mean, people are, you know, leaving, and some new people coming in. But in the end, we're going to be there. you know, we're going to be there till, you know, till somebody replaces me. You know, young, energetic, likes 40 below weather.
How many more years of drilling do you have just on the Bakken?
Oh, God. You know.
10, 15?
15.
Okay.
Yeah, because, and nothing against federal partners, but, you know, our process since 08 has been very slow. You know, with the BIA and the BLM, you know, and federal regulations.
Well, we spoke years ago, a couple of years ago, about how in North Dakota, you could get a private permit in 3 days. Yours was a 47-step process.
49
yeah, step process.
I think in 08, one permit took 9 months.
9 months for one versus the, and when you're talking $100 oil, that was huge for you guys.
Well,
you guys lost so much money by not being able to get wells permitted.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Sorry to bring up that.
No, we don't like to think about it, but I think there's a silver lining in that, because if you look at the presenters, you know, like just this morning, the fracking technology, how much that's improved.
Right.
So now that we look at wells in 08 that are making maybe 40, 30 barrels a day. Well, if we drill now and after the decline curve hits, we could be maybe 200 barrels a day.
Well, not only that, but think about back when we were talking, this was 3 years ago, it was $13 million to drill. Now it's six.
Right.
So think of the money you save that way. So by not being able to jump in early on some of that. So
yeah. But, and I want to tell the vendors it's $6 million. Well,
six.
We're working together here. Okay. We don't want to gouge anybody.
Those fracking guys came through. All right, fracking sand guys.
Let's keep it down. Let's keep the price down here. We're all in this together.
So, like we said, it takes $5 million to drill a well. Oh, we just lost it.
Now you're going to get me shot.
Oh, boy, I know. No. No, generally it's right around seven is, I think, was kind of the consensus if you get a good deal.
Yeah, well, but if you still got to build roads and,
right.
You know, pads and all.
For
and
you guys, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Now, you're on the reservation where sometimes there's not roads, right?
No. Well, where we're going, we don't need roads. No, I'm just joking.
one day we're going to do just a whole show on the obstacles that the reservation has to have, just versus...
I think if you put in an analogy, we're probably in the second or third inning of a nine-inning game, baseball.
Second or third out of a nine-inning. So,
yep.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got about another 2,000 wells to drill on the reservation.
2,000?
Yep. Maybe more. Just, you know, this technology, you know, I tell you what, back in the 70s and 80s when you're drilling with a regular rig and, you know, it's old-fashioned throwing chain. You know, nowadays, you know, we just went down to Houston and, you've seen these state-of-the-art rigs that, you know, you got the driller with the toggle switch and, you know, the Iron Man roughneck. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I think we won't have a roughneck here in 10 years.
No, it's a totally different industry.
And that's okay. There's still going to be work.
You know, but here's the thing is, David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, we're just wrapping up here. We kind of sidebarred a little bit. As you see some of the automation coming that you're talking about, it's actually creating more jobs through oil and gas and other areas.
Correct.
Through engineering and computer software, artificial intelligence, trade jobs, the welding are starting to open up versus, you know, some. And in fact, I interviewed Trent Lashaw from Lashaw Drilling out of Texas, and they had to add a few more guys to their rigs to handle the new technology too.
Yep.
Because they got to be there for a while.
Yep.
And so it's kind of neat what's going on. And the end of the day, though, the oil and gas industry is actually creating more jobs than they did before.
Well, I think education is the new currency of the oil field.
Education, the new currency. But David Williams, thank you much.
Jason, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
And that was Mr. David Williams with Missouri River Resources, part of the MHA Nation out in the Bakken oil field in North Dakota, trying to empower generations of Native Americans with an all Native American run oil company. That's David Williams. For more information about David Williams or to check out other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And make sure you thank our sponsors one more time for supporting the Crude Life Media Network and keeping programs and interviews like this free. That's Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Go to coachingwithhatch.com for more information. That's coachingwithhatch.com. MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job openings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Well, that's it for this episode. Till next time, my name is Jason Spies. Be happy, and remember, sometimes life can be crude. We'll see you next time, folks.
Because we're back to the way.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.